Almost Famous with John Shea. Featuring local and independent musicians from the South Shore, Boston, and New England. On 95.9 WATD.
Welcome to the Almost Famous Tiny Stage Hour, 95.9 WATD, introducing you to independent bands and musicians from across New England, brought to you by Tiny & Sons Glass. I'm John Shea. If you're a local band or musician with original music you'd like to hear on the radio, please reach out. Find all the contact information on the Almost Famous page at 95.9WATD.com. Give me a follow on Facebook and Instagram at Almost Famous Radio, and subscribe to the podcast. Find that by searching Almost Famous WATD on your favorite podcast app or at almostfamousradio.com. So tonight I'm being joined on the WATD Tiny Stage by Roxy and The Crisis. Guys, how you doing?
Awesome. Thanks for having us.
My pleasure. Welcome.
Thanks, John. Absolutely.
That voice might sound familiar, so who is Roxy and The Crisis?
Well, my stage name in Roxy is Garrick Blaze. But you may know me locally. I used to do a show here called Americanorama.
Yes, Mike Joshua.
Mr. Mike Joshua here, and Roxy Starr.
And it's just ironic that he has the better speaking voice, of course, although...
I might disagree.
I'm the better singer.
Yes.
Oh, thanks.
I don't sing. I just drum.
Right. So I'm Roxy, a.k.a. Linda.
Fantastic. Welcome.
Thank you.
Give yourself an introduction. Who is Roxy and The Crisis?
I just wanted to write music again. You know, I'd taken some time off from it, and I kind of coerced my friends into becoming The Crisis with me.
And we had been doing a lot of tribute stuff. We play in a Blondie tribute band, Pretenders tribute band, and Roxy finally said, I'm tired of being other people. I want to be myself. I have a bunch of songs. And we were like, great, what do you got? And we were like, wow, these songs are really good. So The Crisis was born.
And you have a chance to check out some of the Roxy and The Crisis music. There's a few events coming up, starting with a video release show happening on April 27th. Give us the details.
Yep, Saturday, April 27th at Inclusion Records. Anybody on the South Shore should know Inclusion Records if you're into vinyl, cassettes. I've been buying a lot of cassettes from them lately. Cassettes are back, if you didn't know that. 4 to 6 on the 27th, we're going to have a video release party for our new single that just came out called My, My, Please Die.
And we're going to be hearing that later on in the evening. And if that's not enough, a chance to see you guys full band live along with Eddie Japan 1 month later coming up in May. Give us the details on that.
Right. That's at the New World Tavern in Plymouth. And it is Saturday, May
11th,
making sure. Doors open at 8:30.
Jennifer Teft is also on the bill. She's going to play solo, and then it'll be Roxy and The Crisis and Eddie Japan. So a great triple bill, and we're saying it's Boston Rocks Plymouth.
I love it.
Right. Just $10 to get in, too, right?
That's it. That's great.
Yep.
We've got the two of you in studio. Who is missing from Roxy and The Crisis?
We've got a few of us missing. We've got Vertigo, we're missing.
On bass, Vertigo.
Jackie 5000 on guitar. And Mel Fox on guitar as well.
Fantastic. I have to ask about the band member names in a bit, but I want to hear some music first.
Okay.
What are we starting off the night with?
I guess we're playing Wake It Up.
Let's hear it. We have Roxy and The Crisis on the Tiny Stage. We're going to listen to some tracks tonight here on 95.9 WATD.
We'll be right back.
Roxy and the Crisis here on the WATD Tiny Stage. We're listening to some studio tracks this evening. That's called Wake It Up. Who wants to talk about that song?
Well, since I wrote it, I guess I'll talk. It's about the winter solstice, December 21st. That's what it's about. Darkest day of the year, and just about everything going from everything being black to starting to come back alive and waking it up.
You talked earlier in the night about some of the tribute bands that you're both involved in. We have the Pratpretentica, and we've got Hey Blondie, your Blondie tribute band. Talk about your musical origins, though. How did music first become part of your lives?
When I was 8 years old, my friend taught me my first guitar chords, and I played guitar so that I could sing to it. And I was in and out of bands since I was 16, from original stuff to covers to wedding bands. All that stuff. And Mike, too, you started as a teenager as well.
Yep. Started as a teen, played in bands and as well as, you know, concert band and marching band and all that kind of stuff. And through college, but then again, kind of put it down a little bit to do the DJ stuff. So we ended up when Roxy and I got together. We hadn't been playing in a while, and we didn't even play together for quite a while. Right. But then as our kids got a little older, we were like, you know, we should really be playing in a band. Or I think
I had said, I don't care what we play as long as we play Mystery Achievement by
the Pretenders.
And that's when he had the idea to do the Pretenders tribute.
And I met you, I want to say, about 15 years ago through Pretendica.
Yep. Yeah.
Talk about the evolution from doing the tribute band thing, Pretendica, Hey Blondie, to the all original project.
I love both of those women. I've always looked up to Chrissy and Debbie. And it was actually a friend of ours who said, why don't you do a Blondie tribute band? I'm like, yay, another wig I get to buy, you know. But it's fun to be both of them. But I love being me, too. I'm a dancer as well as a singer, so I love performing. And I have a lot to say, so it's nice to express myself that way. And I have this awesome band that helps take my music. And I always say, like, I make the cake, and the band helps me put the frosting and the decorations on it. So it's just so awesome to have it come alive, and I've got the right people helping me to do that.
So you have the idea for Roxy and the Crisis. When did you know it was time to, like, unveil it to the public?
It took a little bit. We had been playing some of the songs, but I think we finally said, you know, let's make this a real band. Right. And then I came up with the concept of having avatars instead of our photos and having other names, stage names like that, similar to kind of like the Gorillaz. I mean, they were so far ahead of their time, you know, doing that in the 90s to be behind avatars. I just thought in 2023, 2024, and where the music business is going, there's just so many other ways to find audiences, and you can kind of be whoever you want out there. So I thought, let's be avatars.
And tell them where we got the avatars from.
So Tony Ciavaro is a fantastic, world-renowned tattoo artist, and he's local. He's South Shore in Kingston. And actually, it was through Inclusion Records, to mention those great guys again. We were talking. I'm like, yeah, I need someone to do some art, some avatars. And they were like, Tony. Do you know Tony down in Kingston? And I was like, I don't. I'm not a tattoo guy. I don't have any ink, so I don't know about it. But I stopped in, and I kind of hit him with the concept. He loved it, and he drew the avatars that you can see if you track down RoxyandtheCrisis.com or on Facebook or on Instagram. You'll see his amazing artwork. It's not AI. We didn't tell our phones to draw something. This is a fantastic artist who made all our avatars for Roxy.
That's amazing. So the band itself is new, Roxy and the Crisis.
Yep.
Are the songs new as well, or do the songs date back into your catalog a bit?
Off the top of my head, one of them is an old song. I don't even remember who I wrote it about.
What's that one?
But Taking It As It Comes actually is the song that I wrote a long time ago, but it was kind of catchy, so we kept it.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's hear that now, and then we'll talk more about what
sure.
we have from Roxy and the Crisis. We're on the Tiny Stage tonight, 95.9 WATD with Roxy and the Crisis. The name of the song, again, is what?
Taking It As It Comes.
95.9 WATD.
On what I find, taking it.
Taking It As It Comes, Roxy and the Crisis, being joined by them on the tiny stage this evening here on 95.9 WATD. I'm John Shea. So Linda or Roxy, talk about that song. How did that song happen? You mentioned that goes back a little bit into your catalog.
Taking It As It Comes, yeah, is about some guy. I don't even remember who I was dating, to be honest with you. But the one good thing that came out of it was that song. I think that's the only one that we've do now that's that old.
Yeah, everything else is like you put together in
the last year. Few years. Yeah. Well, no, there's a couple years ago too, but yeah, most of them are more recent.
So talk about your writing process. How do you compose?
Differently every time. Sometimes I write a guitar riff that I like, and then I hum a melody, and then I go, okay, five syllables, no, five syllables, then I write the lyrics. And other times I write the lyrics first, then pick up the guitar and try to come up with a melody and do the guitar parts then.
But then you would put drum parts in GarageBand, so sometimes she would give me a track that already had drums in it.
Ah, interesting.
And I'd be like, do I have
to
do
this? Actually, I got to tell you, yeah, Wake It Up, the first song we played, I took the drum tracks of John Bonham from which song?
Bonzo's Montreux,
yes.
From Coda.
So I took sections because, you know, GarageBand, you take sections, and I played it for him, and he's like, oh, great. I have to play like
exactly.
John
Bonham.
Yeah. Thanks for giving me this huge John Bonham sound that I have to recreate.
Making a transition from tribute projects to original music, how did the two influence each other?
Well, just all my life trying to sing from Whitney Houston to Ann Wilson, that makes you a better singer when you're pushing yourself to do those artists. Again, it's kind of fun now to be myself, and I don't have to change my voice. Like with Chrissy, I'd have to force my vibrato to make it more like Chrissy, deeper, and now I don't have to do that. I can just be myself. And
I think it's a lot easier to be yourself and not try to be hitting parts that people may be like, well, I know this song so well, and they better be hitting the parts.
Right.
So you feel kind of a pressure to play the song the right way, where if it's your song,
nobody knows.
Yeah, or even if they, you know, when they get to know the song, it's still our song and we can interpret it however we want, play it how we want.
Subconsciously, when you're so used to singing songs by The Pretenders or by Blondie, does that make it easier to write your own music with that influence behind it?
You borrow the attitude for sure.
Yeah.
Yes, I was going to say, I can hear that.
I perform them, I try to picture what they look like as I'm doing it. So that's another thing. It's nice to be Roxy and not trying to cover anybody or copy anybody. I can be me, right?
I love it. We're chatting with Roxy and the Crisis here on the tiny stage here on 95.9 WATD. We have a lot more to go. We have a lot more to talk about as well. There's the video release show and an upcoming live show in Plymouth. And then we've got some music from Eddie Japan, who's one of the opening acts in May. So we'll talk about that and a whole lot more here on WATD. On the other side of the break, 95.9 WATD. I'm on the tiny stage with Roxy and the Crisis, brought to you by Tiny and Sons Glass.
And now, back to Almost Famous on 95.9 WATD.
Welcome back to the Almost Famous Tiny Stage, 95.9 WATD, introducing you to independent bands and musicians from across New England, brought to you by Tiny and Sons Glass. Being joined in studio by Roxy and the Crisis. Guys, how you doing?
Great, John.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Give yourself another introduction. Who is here? Who is not here?
I am Garrick Blaze, drummer, Roxy and the Crisis.
And I am Roxy Starr, Roxy of Roxy and the Crisis.
Bass player Vertigo, not with us here. Also Mel Fox on guitar. Jackie 5000 on guitar as well. Makes up the rest of the band.
I have to ask about where those band member names came from.
Everyone picked their own.
Okay.
Yeah, we were like, it can be, so, you know, because we have avatars, it's like your avatar doesn't have to look like you. Like my avatar doesn't necessarily look like me. I want it to look like Ben Orr from The Cars because I thought he's like the coolest looking rocker ever. So when some people see it, they're like, that doesn't look like you. I'm like, it's an avatar. It doesn't have to look like me. It could be anything. So yeah, everybody just kind of picked their own name for, you know, whatever reason that meant something to them. So it's pretty cool.
Great. And a couple of upcoming events happening. Give us the details.
So the first one is Saturday, April 27th. It's a video release party. I don't see a lot of people doing video release parties, so we thought we'd have one at the Fantastic Inclusion Records in Norwell. And that's from 4 to 6 p.m. on Saturday, the 27th. It's free. Come by the record store, check out the video. We'll have some refreshments.
The guest DJs, too.
Oh, right, yeah. We have two guest DJs as well. Adam 12, a Boston DJ that you may know from out there. And also Mark Hamilton, who used to also DJ in Boston, and now you can hear him on Sirius XM. So we got a couple guest DJs as well for the video release party for the song My My Please Die.
And an upcoming show in May, on May 11th, with Eddie Japan at New World Tavern.
Yep, with Eddie Japan, as well as Jennifer Teft is going to play a solo set as well. So we're looking forward to rocking Plymouth.
Yeah.
If people want to find more information on any of those shows, where's the best place to go?
I guess it'd be Roxy in the Crisis Facebook page, Instagram, or RoxyInTheCrisis.com as well.
Fantastic. Speaking of the video release, My My Please Die, let's hear the track. And then we'll talk more with Roxy in the Crisis here on 95.9 WATD. Please Die, Roxy and the Crisis here on WATD, being joined on the tiny stage. Guys, how you doing?
Good, John. How are you?
Good. Let's talk about that song, My My Please Die, and the video for that song as well, which is being released this coming Saturday, which is April 27th. Give us the details.
Well, I got a funny story about when I wrote it. Before we had the band all together, I would write on GarageBand. So I'm in the other room doing GarageBand and about to do the vocals. So I had to yell to Blaze to say, honey, I'm writing a new song. He's like, okay.
And
I said,
whatever.
I just want you to know it's not about you. And he said, okay.
I'm like, I don't know what that means.
And then he heard My Please Die. He's like, oh, okay.
I'm like,
yes.
Okay.
Who is it about?
It's not about a person.
Okay.
It's about a pain.
Understood.
So whatever pain you have, focus it on that.
So in addition to supporting local musicians like yourself, the event itself this Saturday is happening at Inclusion Records, which is a great small business here on the South Shore. Supporting local music and supporting local business, that's always been a passion of yours, I know.
Oh, yeah, definitely. John and Bobby at Inclusion. I mean, I just got back into buying records, I don't know, 5-6 years ago, something like that. But just going to their shop and just hanging out. And again, it's local and they're into music and art and it's a great place to hang out. And that's what makes the local scene so cool and Inclusion so cool.
And don't forget to support local music. You don't always have to show up to every gig, but if you share a post or make a comment so that there's more traffic, that's a way you can help without paying anything. That's a good way to help local bands and support
that. Share it.
And speaking of records, the songs we're hearing tonight, are they eventually going to be combined into a release, an EP or an album?
I think in some way, we're still kind of kicking around what it's going to end up as. I have some ideas to put it together in a podcast. There's a Roxy and the Crisis bigger narrative story that I have coming together that's obviously going to use the songs and the meanings to the songs to kind of all tie together. That's a work in progress.
So this is kind of like the soundtrack before the movie.
Exactly. And again, if it can be, I work in podcasting, so I'm like, if I could, you know, use another medium to, you know, have it out there, if I could write the script, if I can just have a lot more backstory to the band that supports the whole thing, all the better.
Well, in addition to the video release show, which is coming up this Saturday, on May 11th, you're sharing the stage at New World Tavern with Eddie Japan. So let's talk about Eddie Japan. What can we expect that night?
Those guys are great, former Boston Rock and Roll Rumble winners, and we've seen them quite a bit. I don't think they've played on the South Shore in a while.
It's been. I mean, they played here back in 2017, I want to say, here on the Titan Stage.
That was a while ago,
I'm not sure about any actual like live gigs here on the South Shore that I can remember.
Yeah, we're excited to bring them down to Plymouth. We're calling it Boston Rocks Plymouth with Eddie Japan, us, Roxy and the Crisis, and Jennifer Teft's going to do a solo opening set as well. We're excited to play with those guys because they're big and bombastic and they're just a lot of fun. I think we
very talented.
We're gonna match up. Benjamin Orr, they play with Greg Hawks.
Yep. They've got a bunch of gigs coming up. They play the Music of the Cars with Greg Hawks, and we've seen them a couple times with Greg, and
unbelievable.
Just seeing Greg Hawks keyboard,
the original rig, from what I understand,
the original rig and keyboard, and then he sits there and just plays all those, like, you know, every keyboard line in your head from those songs, but then just to see him.
But it's not just that either. I mean, you know, the band does a great job, but he talks between and he gives you some stories of back in the day the cars. And that's, to me, worth, you know,
that's the
price
gold
of admission anyway. So, yeah, definitely check out on their socials that they have listed the gigs with Greg. And then they have their, you know, their Eddie
Japan
stuff.
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing. They're doing the Eddie Japan stuff at this gig.
What can we expect from you that night? What is the live show experience like with Roxy and the Crisis?
So we're pretty excited. We're going to, again, a work in progress. At some point, I see it as like a lot of videos supporting what we're doing. But we're not quite at that level yet. But to me, I'm like, I didn't want to wait to get all that stuff together because, you know, next thing you know, it's time goes by. So it's like, let's get the songs together. Let's get the concept together. Let's get out and playing in front of people. And then slowly we'll be adding more and more.
And I'm trying to work out more so that I can dance and sing at the same time. Because sometimes I get really excited and jump around crazy. And then I have to remember that I have to
sing. Exactly.
Right. And I get to sit down.
And no recorded vocals in this one, too. So it's all live.
Oh, yeah. No cheating. We don't cheat.
Right.
Well, let's do more music here. Let's change things up a little bit because Jennifer Teft is opening up for you guys. Let's do a track from Jennifer Teft.
Awesome.
Great.
Let's do Caffeine. 95.9 WATD. We're on the tiny stage being joined by Roxy and the Crisis.
Time is here.
Jennifer Taft. It's called Caffeine here on Almost Famous 95.9 WATD. Being joined in studio by Roxy and The Crisis, talking about a couple of events coming up, including one this Saturday, which is a video release show happening at Inclusion Records in Norwell, and then on May 11th with Jennifer Taft and Eddie Japan on the stage at New World Tavern in Plymouth. Let's work backwards this time. Talk again about the details on the New World Tavern show.
That's going to be a lot of fun. We haven't played New World in a while, and we haven't played as Roxy in The Crisis, so that's going to be a lot of fun. Eddie Japan from Boston, former Rock and Roll Rumble winners. Those guys...
I want to say 2013 they won the Rumble?
Was it that long?
Yeah, I don't remember.
I was going to say like 2017, but it could very well be 2013. All the years just tend to run together.
And my friend Emily in the band and I were in a band together years ago,
yes.
too.
So yeah, Emily's from the South Shore, so...
Yep, Emily's from... Yep.
Yep.
So, Saturday, May 11th, doors at 8:30, music at 9, Jennifer, Eddie, and us.
Just before that... This coming Saturday, you're going to be at Inclusion Records for a cool little release show with a video and some DJs and all kinds of crazy things. So give us the details on that.
Yep, a couple guest DJs. So we're going to go from 4 to 6 this Saturday. It's free, so stop on by. We'll have some light refreshments. Guest DJs Adam 12 and Mark Hamilton.
Are they going to take requests?
No, probably not.
Slip them a 20. Yeah, right, they'll play a
request. Exactly. Right.
Well, this is true. You've learned that. It's going to be great. Just a great hang with, local musicians and music people and people that like records and support the South Shore.
Come on, smell of vinyl.
The smell of vinyl. There's nothing like it. I can't wait.
Speaking of records, take us into the studio. What was it like recording these songs for Roxy and The Crisis?
I was recovering from bronchitis, so I was sweating it. So let's just put it that way.
A little tougher on you.
Yeah, it was a little tougher on me. Sometimes I listen to the songs and think, oh, I wish I had one more week. But, you know, you book the studio so far ahead.
Once you get a schedule and trying to get five people in a band to, do gigs is one thing, recording's another thing, just to, set aside like 2 or 3 days to get everybody together. Once you have it set, it's hard to say, hey, let's move it, because then you're going to move it 2 or 3 months.
But it was exciting to hear it all, because when you play it together in the band room, it sounds good, but then you really get to break it down and do the harmonies and all that. So it is a lot of fun.
It really comes alive because, like you said, you're only playing it live, and then you go to record it, and then you really get to think about all the parts or what you can do, and sometimes you add stuff that's great, sometimes you put stuff in, you're like, yeah, let's lose that. That was a bad idea. We don't need that.
And they really sound great. So talk about the producer. Who produced the collection for you?
Mike Quinn.
Yeah, so that's Mike Quinn. He plays bass in a new band called The Magic City. They were just in the Rumble recently. And he's also our keyboard player in Hey Blondie. So Mike's a super talented guy. Yeah, very lucky to get him and his talents to capture the sounds.
And in addition to the video release show this Saturday and the New World Tavern show on May 11th, I understand too there's kind of a hybrid project coming up in Somerville.
Mm.
Yeah, so I used to DJ in the 90s, a thing called X Night when I worked for WFNX. And I've always wanted to kind of bring that back in some way. So we're actually doing an X Night Saturday, June the 1st. At Warehouse XI, Warehouse 11 in Somerville. And you can actually get tickets. You can go to Eventbrite and just put X-Night, and it'll probably bring you to it.
They can find it on our social media.
Yep.
There's links on...
This is true.
You got to be careful with the letter X on the internet. You never know.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Good point.
Yes, so it's WFNX Night. That's where it comes from. It's basically going to be me DJing, mostly like 90s alternative electro kind of stuff. But I thought, well, why doesn't the band do a little 5 or 6 song mini set, as long as we have people there, kind of like the old Warhol factory nights, right? He would be like, no, the house band is the Velvet Underground. And they're going to play for us too. So I'm like, all right, our band's going to play at X Night.
I love it. Let's continue with the music here on WATD and do a track from Eddie Japan, who's playing with you and Jennifer Taft at New World Tavern in Plymouth on May 11th. And this is called If I Should Fall here on 95.9 WATD. It's Almost Famous on the Tiny Stage.
Can
Eddie Japan, it's called If I Should Fall, here on Almost Famous 95.9 WATD. I'm John Shea. Tonight being joined in studio by Roxy and The Crisis. They are playing a show with Eddie Japan at New World Tavern, along with Jennifer Teft. That's happening on May 11th. Roxy and Garrett joining me in studio tonight. And Garrett, I know you did a brief stint here at WATD on air doing late nights, and also you spent some time over at WFNX. So I'm curious to know, what is your most favorite radio moment in the time you've been on the air? Or maybe your craziest radio moment?
Craziest was when I was doing X Night on a Saturday night. And I used to live downtown and just get in a cab and go to Axis, the nightclub. But Linda and I just started cohabitating in Cambridge, which was just far enough that I wasn't quite used to how long it was going to take to get to the club. And I called a cab, because that's what you did before cell phones and Uber. Called a cab and just waited and waited and waited. And the cab, like, never showed up. And I, like, grabbed the phone because I'm like, what am I going to do? I got to be there in 10. I'm on the air in 10 minutes and I'm still in Cambridge. So I called the hotline to the DJ, Charlie, who was on the air. Now, I would always call him from the club, and he would pick up, and he'd put me on the air and be like, oh, this must be Mike Joshua at the club. Yeah, hey, I'm at Axis. Come on down, blah, blah, blah. We'd do our little thing. So I called the hotline basically at like 8 of 10 at night to tell him, like, I'm going to be late. And he just picked up the phone, and he's like, hey. And before he said anything, I dropped an expletive-laden, I'm going to be blankety-blank late, and you have to blankety cover for me, and blah, 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 blah.
Knowing you're on the air.
And I'm out of my mind because I hate being late. And he was like, hey, we're on the air. And I was like, oh, Axis, doors at 10, 21 plus, got to go.
I'm like,
oh, my God, I can't believe I just did that. And I wish it was on tape, but he wasn't.
People probably wondered if it was real or not, right?
Right. You know, that was probably the craziest.
There's no such thing as bad publicity. There you
right,
go.
But now it's the funniest and the funnest.
Exactly.
Story.
I have to ask, too, anytime anybody around here of a certain age mentions WFNX, they all say they were at the Green Day show. How many people who said they were at the Green Day show were actually at the Green Day show?
Yeah, see, that's funny. I remember I was running down to the Green Day show because I was still a part-timer at FNX, and I had a waitering gig that I was lucky enough to get cut early from. So I was heading down there, and I was like, what are all these people doing? Like, wouldn't it be great if all these people were going to go to this concert? Like, it still wasn't even registering with me that this madness is all because of FNX and the Green Day Hatshell show. And then I got down there, and I was like, oh, I'll hang out with, you know, with the station people. And you couldn't get anywhere. I was just way in the back, like, this is madness.
Crazy.
I wasn't there. That
crazy.
No. Am I the only person?
A lot of people were there. Many people were there.
I was like maybe seven.
I think they shut down Storrow Drive because people just started walking across Storrow Drive. They had to shut it down.
That was, what, 93, 94? Somewhere around there?
It's 94, I think.
Jeez.
I'm going with 94.
That was 11. Wow.
That's
wild.
I was a little older than 11, but I was 17. No, I'm kidding.
We have to take one more break, and then we have, I think, one more song to listen to from Roxy and the Crisis. On the other side of this, we're talking about their video release show and a live performance coming up in May. So we'll give you all the details on both of those shows and a whole lot more on the other side of this. 95.9 WATD, Almost Famous with John Shea, brought to you by Tiny and Sons Glass.
And now, back to Almost Famous on 95.9 WATD.
For the final time tonight, welcome back to the Almost Famous Tiny Stage, 95.9 WATD, introducing you to independent bands and musicians from across New England. I'm John Shea. If you're a local band or musician with original music you'd like to hear on the radio, please reach out. You can find all the contact information on the Almost Famous page at 95.9WATD.com. Give me a follow on Facebook and Instagram at Almost Famous Radio, and subscribe to the podcast. Find that by searching Almost Famous WATD on your favorite podcast app or at AlmostFamousRadio.com. And for the final time, I'm being joined tonight by Roxy and The Crisis. Guys, how you doing?
Excellent.
Great.
Give yourself one final introduction. Who is here? Who is missing?
Hi, I'm Roxy Starr. I'm the singer.
Garrick Blaze, drummer, and we're also missing bass player
Vertigo,
and our two guitar players, Mel Fox and Jackie 5000.
When you go to Starbucks, do you use those names or the names that you're given with?
It depends.
I like making up names all the time. You know, Bartholomew, and I'm like, oh, that's me, right?
I tell people I'm related to Ringo Starr.
I like it.
Yeah.
I thought you were.
Actually, in real life, my grandmother's maiden name is McCartney, so I tell people I'm related to both.
Interesting.
Paul and Ringo.
It works.
Makes the narrative a whole lot more interesting.
Yeah.
Where can you be found online?
RoxyInTheCrisis.com would be our website.
And it's and, not,
yeah,
not the symbol.
Not the sign. And then just Facebook, Instagram, Bandcamp as well.
And what is out there for music? I know there's a couple of singles available.
So we literally have four singles out right now. I think we've heard three of them.
We got one more to go.
All right.
Before we get to that, though, we've got some events coming up, including one this weekend, and then one in May, and then DJ night in Somerville. So give us the details on all three.
So this Saturday, 4 to 6 p.m., it's free at Inclusion Records. We're having a video release party of our latest single, My My Please Die. Then coming up Saturday, May the 11th, Boston Rocks Plymouth at the New World Tavern with Eddie Japan, Roxy and the Crisis, and Jennifer Teft. And then Saturday, June the 1st, Roxy and the Crisis will be special guest at a special X-Night Returns DJ show featuring 90s music spun by yours truly. We're going to have a bunch of old WFNX and 90s Boston rock memorabilia from the David Bieber archives as well. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Excellent.
And tickets are selling pretty fast.
Yeah, actually, yep.
That, so.
Yep. We have less than 50 tickets left for that for the X night. So if that sounds good to you, make sure you go to one of our Facebook, Instagram, and follow the links and grab your tickets.
We have one more song to share, though, before we close things out tonight. And what's that going to be?
It's going to be Open Your Eyes.
And before we hear a talk about how it happened,
it's just the frustration of we have all this media out there, and it just seems like people hear what they want to hear and they see what they want to see, and nobody questions things, and so it's just screaming at people to open your eyes to see, you know, what the realities are out there.
Fantastic. Before we hear it one last time, give us the information on where people can go to get all the details on all the events.
Roxy and the Crisis, Facebook, Instagram, Bandcamp, RoxyandTheCrisis.com.
Excellent. Guys, thank you so much. Best of luck with everything, and we'll catch you soon.
Thank you so much for having us.
My
appreciate
pleasure.
It.
Thanks, John.
95.9 WATD.
Can you tell the day from the night?